Okay, good afternoon. Today's daf, tomorrow's daf, Shabbos' daf, is Ksuvah's daf Mem Hei. Ksuvah's Mem Hei, we're learning our second daf today. We're learning Shabbos' daf. We left off this morning, Mem Dalet Amad Beis, towards the bottom, Tani Sheila, exactly. We left off Tani Sheila, second line from the bottom of the page. We've been discussing the different dinim, of course, of Naira. We got into already the idea of the Mishnah of Maisi Shemra. Says the Braisa further. Tani Sheila, Shalish Midas Benaira. There's three Midas when it comes to a Naira, specifically regarding the capital punishment that the Naira faces in a case where she's found to be guilty of committing the Isser of Eishes Ish, of committing adultery. Says Sheila. Number one, Bola Eidim Beis Chameah. She's in the Beis Aviv. Eidim come while she's already Beis Chameah. That means she already did Nisu and she's already in the father's house. And Eidim come that she's Mazana Beis Aviv, that she had Nus while she was still in Beis Aviv. What's the lacha tapa mevayim adalaf? Seiklenaisa al pesach Beis Aviv. That's the classic case where the Mishnah says that there's skila. Where? Al Beis Aviv. She gets skila in front of the Beis Aviv. Why? Says the Gemara. Kalaymar, to give off the message, Rugadilung Shagadlasam. Meaning, the way we're reading the case, and I say that because there is going to be a potential gears to change in some of the other Rishayim. The way we're reading it, the case is, she was Mazana when she was an Arusa, but the Edom only came when she was Nesua, and they said Edos about his list that took place when she was still an Arusa. So she gets the din of Namra, so she gets the din of Skila, and where does she get Skila? She gets Skila Beis Aviyah. Why? Because we want to show it was nothing to do, even though she getting punished now, while she's already in the house of her husband, and she's in the house of her father-in-law, that's not where the crime took place, and that's not really where the source of the crime took place. The source was back in her father's house. Where did she learn her mice from, and where does behave? She learned from her parents' house. Those are the parents that raised her. This is, of course, goes with the Gemara in a few places. This concept, if we go further, this concept comes up in Shas multiple times. We had this, of course, in the end of Sukkah, right? Miriam Bas Bilgis, Lucas, right? She kicked them as Mizbeach, and therefore, she said, why are you going to eat up the money of Klai Yisrael and not save them in their time of need, right? So she had gone off, and she had married up a guy. So the Gemara says that because of that, they knassed the whole entire family, and they lost their place. All the Tifakanim had, like, a place to do a shechita and a place to store their knives in the Beis HaMikdash, and they lost their place because they had to borrow from others because of the shprach of the daughter. In fact, the Gemara, because of the shprach of the daughter, you're going to punish the whole family and the parents. The Gemara says, yes, because Shuka Dianika, the lushin that the girl says in the street is a lushin. The word she says is what she heard in the house, something that she heard in the house. Of course, that is long before girls were sent out of the house. They were in schools. They are exposed to media, exposed to other forms of information. L'chira, we'll get back there in a second. But this, back in the day, whatever the girl said, the assumptions came from the house, same idea, and therefore they cannot steal family. Totally agav. There's an agav of an agav. We just brought up this Miriam Bas Bilgis. There's a beautiful piece. Dr. Yossel pointed out to me from the Rebbe, for the Lubavitch Rebbe. There's a fantastic piece he gave a shmuz. He was mamash crying, Lubavitch Rebbe, when he said this. And he spins that Gemara and Sukkah upside down about his message, essentially, was such a key message, perfect message for what the Chabad actually performs, their whole attitude towards Klai Yisrael, that she was tining on the contrary. She, even though she sunk so low, and she was married, it says she was married to an officer, a Roman officer, and she sunk so low, she was being teveah the Mizbeach because she cared about Klai Yisrael. She was so caring for Klai Yisrael, she couldn't handle that the Mizbeach wasn't saving Klai Yisrael, it was bothering her, and she was being teveah on behalf of Klai Yisrael. I mean, even in her matzah that she was, so far removed from mitzvahs, she was still being teveah for the really on behalf of Klai Yisrael. That's how far the care goes from a yid to another yid. That's essentially his message. Yeah, he's a bigger piece over there, but it's a beautiful piece. Side point. Okay, but you find elsewhere another interesting halacha legabe the misbehavior of a child affecting the parent. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch and Simon in Archaim Simon Kuf Ches in Shulchan Aruch. It says that a kayin who's not makbid on being metamel mason, he can't tochen. He loses his right to be status of a kayan in the kolzman. He doesn't do tshuva and start being careful from being time of the mason. He loses his right. He can't tochen. He doesn't get the first aliyah. He loses all of his status. Okay, that's the shulchan aruch. Zakt Rama. What if the kayan has a daughter who never went up by dezara or she's mezana? The father, there's no longer chiv of a kiddush. You know, there's a mitzvah of being mekadosh the kayan. You give him first rights to benchi. You give him a first chelik a mana. You give him a piece, a portion first. You let him. Of course, he duchens. You give him the first aliyah. All these benefits go to Kain is from the Kedashtai. If his daughter did one of these terrible averas of Znus or of Avodah Zarah, you no longer give the father that benefit. Why? Because the pasuk says, "Esaviyah he mechalalas." She's mechalaviyah. Same idea that the actions of the daughter will make a chilul on the father. Mishmur qualifies and says, "Dafkul gabi aliyah, dafkul gabi aliyah, gabi duchening." It doesn't make sense. If he himself would be mezana, he could still duchen. bad thing, he's misbehaved, but he kedushin. If he himself is mizani kedushin, how could it be that his daughter's nus will make him not be able to kedushin? So he says, maybe the guy be giving the first aliyah, and the guy by other kibbutzim, he take it away, but you're not going to take away his ability to kedushin. That's the Mishmura, one qualification. A further qualification Mishmura brings is that even though we're saying there's no chiyav kedashtai, you're allowed to still give the kayin kavod, you're just not obligated because once he himself is not holding up to his status, or his daughter is not holding up the proper status, there's no longer an obligation to give him kavod, but you're still allowed to. That's the 2 points of Mishmura. But comes along the Magen Avraham, he takes issue with this, without going into the length of the Magen Avraham, he just takes issue with this whole idea that you're punishing the parent for the child's misdeeds. And ultimately, the Peskim agree, even if they disagree with the Magen Avraham initially in Lamdas, they agree Bizman HaZen, as we touched on before, where there's so many other influences in a person's life outside of his family, no longer could we directly say that if the child misbehaves, learn from the parents, and therefore we're going to hold the parents accountable. We don't do that anymore. Nebuch, a Kayin could have a daughter who totally misbehaves, totally does the wrong thing, and we don't stop it from duchening, from getting an aliyah. We keep the regular kedusha because we don't blame, we don't connect it to the parents necessarily. Okay, but again, so stage number one, Tani Beishila was that if she was mazana as an arusa, and the Edom only came and testified when she already was a nesua, then she gets skila. And when did she get the skila? Pesach Beis Avia. Next stage. Bola Edom Beis Avia. What if Edom came when she was Beis Avia? She's in the Beis Avia. Edom came when she was already, when she was still Beis Avia, while she was in her Arusa. And they came and said she was Mazana while she's in Arusa. So ironically enough, you don't give the Skiliar base outside of father's house. You know why? You don't have to. The reason I gave outside of father's house before is because she already was by the Beis Chamav, and we want to make sure that it's clear that, that the Skila happened from an act while she was still under the jurisdiction of her father and not the father-in-law. But now, in this case, she's by the father still. She never got married. You bring it to Skila, El Pesach Sha'ir, which is also interesting because it's not necessarily, there used to be a place to do Skila, a general place where Bezdin would do Skila. We're saying over here, you don't do it by the base Skila, rather, you do it by the Pesach Sha'ir. Unless you say that maybe that is a, it's a, maybe it's close to each other. Okay. Says it more further. Sarcha, option three. Sarcha, Lusif Bagger. What if she was Mazana, and then she became a Begeris? And only when she was a begeres did we aid would come and say that she did the avera. The halach is she no longer gets skila. Na'arim rasa gets skila. Na'arim that's engaged, that's we call it engaged. That's, she's married, really married. She's a, she did erison, so she gets skila. Once she's a begeres, she's not a na'arim anymore. No more skila. Rather, titam b'chenek. In such a case, she gets chenek. It gets switched to chenek. Fekti gemara now. The memra. Now, just actually before we go further, one other key point. There's a machlekes really Rashi that pointed out before already. Rashi, we explained the more according to Rashi. That the first two cases, the first case was nusuk, both cases nusuk took place when she was in Arusa. First case, the Edom came only when she was Bebeis Chameh. Second case, the Edom came when she was still in the Beis Arus. Meiri, I should say, not Taisa, Meiri, Rambam, they argue and they learn that no. What the Gemara means is, it doesn't make a difference when the Edom came. If this nus took place when she was by Beis Avia, she was in Arusa but still living by Beis Avia, then she gets skila. We are by the Sha'ir. But if Znus took place when she already moved into Beis Chamea, but blessed before the Suin, but she was already by Beis Chamea, it's the Znus itself took place then that's when we're going to say she gets the skila. She gets the skila. Still, she gets the skila by Beis Avia to demonstrate that the bottom line is the behavior still stems from what she learned by Beis Avia. But the point is, Miriam Rambam learning, it doesn't go based on when the Edom came, it goes based on when the Znus actually took place. A fundamental difference. And we said that before we were Madaik, the Lashon of the Edom came and said she was Mazana Beis Avia, according to Miriam Rambam, you have to take out those words because we're saying that Edom came and said she was Mazana now when she's ready Beis Chamav. If the Znus took place when she was Beis Avia, according to them, it would still be that the Skila is not by Pesach Beis Avia. You don't need that. Rather, it would be by Sha'ir. Okay. Says the Gemara. Lememra dechol hecha deshtani gufa shtani ktala. Are you telling me that whenever the guf changed, meaning this last case, the last psak was that if she is in begeres, so the if she's a begeres, so the misa changes from skila to chenek? Says the Gemara. Lememra dechol hecha deshtani gufa shtani ktala. Varmini vivestira namrasa. The Brisa says as follows: a namrasa she's in said amrasa that a naira that's. That has Erison, that was Mazana. Umishabak Raitzel Shemra, and when she became Begaris, there was Maitzel of Shemra, the husband gave a Shemra about her. Who ain't it like Venisimeasela? So the Lach is as follows. If it was not true, in a case it was not true, normally he's chayef to pay the hundred Sela, he's chayef to get Malkus. We say no, he doesn't get any of the above, because right now she's a Begaris. Furthermore, he does a mea, Maktim Beis Eskila. But, I shouldn't say furthermore, however, I should say, she, since the Znus took place when she was in Arusa, if it was taka true that she's Mazana, she, And her Zayman, the Gemara is going to explain in a second, if the Zayman, that means she didn't do the Avera, it means in a case where it wasn't true, she and her Zayman, halach would be, is she gets Skila, and by definition, they get Skila if they were trying to frame her, they get Skila. But the point is, she maintains the status of Skila, even though she became a Begaris. That was the case. Naira Marasa Shazinsa, Umisha Bagra, Haitzla Shem Rav, talking about case she made a Begaris, and was still sticking with Skila. It's a steer at this price to Tani, what Sheila had taught, the third member of Sheila was, that once she becomes a Begaris, the punishment changes to Chenek, even though that Veira took place as a Naira Marasa, but since she matured to Begaris, the punishment now morphs into Chenek, so the Bryce here, Cleus is not like that. Says Gemara right away, the Diak we pointed out, he was a Mesagdaidav, she and the Zayman get punished? Doesn't make sense. Manavshach. If she did that Veira, she gets punished, and Zaymim, the Edom are not Zaymim. And if she didn't do that Veira, then the Chayra, if she didn't do that Veira, then she doesn't get punished, and the Edom are Zaymim. Says Gemara, Elo'ayi, Aizamem, Makdim, Beis Eskila. Either her or the Zaymim, they're Makdimim, they go to Beis Eskila. The first actually pointed out, it is theoretically a case where it all could be true, meaning it could be a third set of Edom that come and say, first of all, you Edom, you're with us on the day you said that she was Mazana, so you're Edom Zaymim. And second of all, she Taka was Mazana on a different day. So it could be true that A, she is subject to Skila herself, and B, the Eidim Zayim are subject to Skila. The case is Shayach, but okay, but the simple reading of the Gemara is Mash, what's going in the simple case without another set of Eidim, and therefore the Gemara says, Ahi Aizemeh. Okay, but what do you see? You have a Bam Kasha. According to Sheila, once she becomes Begaris, the Misa changes from Skila to Chenek. According to this price, so the Misa stays the same. Before we go further, just a quick point. Two very interesting points, actually. One point is just simple on the Sprach, Magdimen. What's the lashon of Magdimen to base a skill? What's the lashon of Magdimen? Says Rashi. Rashi says that Magdimen means that there's no Eitza out, meaning once she's passed the Misa, it's going to happen. Therefore, right away in the morning, first thing, we don't waste time, we make sure to do the Skila. That's Rashi's Lashon Rabbi Yosef, Klemer, Shkimu, Babaiker, Lasham, Kein Lam Neis, Famlata, there's no saving grace, but Amisa, Zoyes. Once it's Kapaskin, it's a done deal. Taisvus of Makas Dav Beis elaborates on Rashi and explains that Rashi means to say, this is really from the Gedder of Ein Ma'anis Adin. Once someone's Kapaskin Misa, we don't want to be Ma'an of the Din. We don't want to schlep it out and, you know, keep them in a waiting pattern. We don't want to freeze their situation. Once they're passing the Misa, we want to just get it over with already, right? That's Tais brings B'Shem as Pshat and Rashi. Tais is over there, Makas himself learns at the Pshat is that it means Makdim and Skila if there's a big aside. If someone's Mechuyev Skila, let's say for some reason, this would be relevant actually to the Kivei we're about to speak out. Let's say someone's Mechuyev Skila and he can't give him Skila for whatever reason. So what happens now? So Makdima means the first punishment you do is Skila. So Makdima means if you cannot do the choice punishment, in this case Skila, you would do one of the other punishments, you'd employ another form of Misa, a kappa punishment, to get rid of this, to punish this person. And the basis for Taisus is actually really Taiseft and Sanhedrin. Taiseft and Sanhedrin learns from the Pasuk of Ubi'arta Haram Mikirbecha. Taiseft learns, based on that Pasuk, that there's a Chiev, even if you can't do the Misa that's supposed to be done, you do another Misa to eliminate, to get rid of that person. Okay, so the different Lashon Makdimen, again, either means do it quickly because of Eim Anas Adin, or it means Makdimen, first choice is Skila, but a backup would be another Misa. We'll leave the Kivega for now. Let's try to go fast and cover more ground, and we'll get back to Kivega. It's a bomb kasha. We'll get back to Mitzchem later. We'll just point it out at the end of this year. Okay, Amar Rava. Maitzi Shemra Kamer. So Rava was going to answer the Stira. Our Stira is that in the first place, Sheila says that that once she switches from Naira to Bagris, her punishment switches from Skila to Chenek, even though the Avera took place when she was still a Naira. And the second verse seems to say the punishment still is Skila because that's B'shas she did Avera, she was a Bas Skila because she was a Naira. So Rabbi says, Maitzi Shemra Karmat, you ask for Maitzi Shemra, Shani Maitzi Shemra the Chiddushu, meaning this is a key aside, maybe she was spoken earlier. There's two Pesukim in the Torah, at least, that discuss a Naira Marasa getting Skila. One Pesuk is by Maitzi Shemra. Maitzi Shemra, where then we quoted the passage just the other day. If you find the story to be true, right? We can't be talking about a katana. It must be talking about a naira because it says if you found the story to be true, then you're going to kill her. What does that mean? That means we're talking about a naira who's a bas skila. But the passage says you give her skila in that case. The passage says if you find it to be true, you give her skila pesach mesavia. And there's another passage in general about a naira hamarasa that strays and ate and found that she strayed. The passage discusses if someone forced themselves on her, then she's exempt. But if it wasn't that she was forced, then she's going to be chayiv. Skila. So there's two psukim that describe Skila. Says Rava, there's a fundamental difference between Maitzi Shemra, which is a Chiddush, as opposed to the other cases. Why? As opposed to a standard case, Peshtamazai, she was Mazana, and Edom said, testified that she was Mazana. Shani Maitzi Shemra, the Chiddushu, Tanichsel, Chupa, Venevil, Labama, Vizin, Sebechenek. Says Rava, you know why I'll bring your proof it's a Chiddush? It's a unique din. Kustamazai, a woman that's Nichsel, Chupa, Vilain, Nevila, and she didn't have beer yet. Ba'alma v'zintz b'chenek. What if a regular isha she's still a basula? She went into chuppah. She didn't have beer yet with her husband, but she's out of the stage of arusa. She morphs from the punishment as Eish HaShesh now of skila, which is the nairis, which is namarasa's punishment. She morphs now into chenek. She's no longer namarasa. She had nesuin, so she now becomes a bas chenek. Even though nothing changed, yet she have yet. Vila Maisi Shemra Beskila. Yet Maisi Shemra, the lacha is when the husband brings her in that same case. Think about what's going on. Maisi Shemra, by definition, is the husband was with her the first night. That means they already had Nisuin. And when he makes the claim and they find it to be true, what punishment does she get? She gets Skila. So we see right off the bat the normal din of when the Isha certainly moves into Nisuin, her status changes. That doesn't happen by Maisi Shemra. Maisi Shemra is already a different set of rules. It's a Chiddush, and therefore you can't be a Kashmir Chiddush. So basically saying that by Maisi Shemra will say it stays with Skila. Whereas in the Braisa and that Sheila's case, whereas in the regular case, where sometimes she strays, and then she just, and they didn't testify about it, even though they testify about it later, Avada, it'll remain Skila. But this idea that that's a chiddush and therefore it's a different set of rules, it's not the first time. Obviously, we had this mesechta. We've had a few times. Knas is a chiddush. Multiple times, I think it was Rabba, not Rav over there. But Knas is a chiddush. Don't ask questions for Knas. You can't learn from Knas. You can't ask questions. Knas is a chiddush. And therefore maybe you can't like a mashalim, right? Because Knas is different. We had that idea also. A different, again, a chiddush. Okay. Amalei Rav Huna Breid Rishul Rava. Dumaki Chadis Rachman Hechad Leish Tani Gufa. So, Rav Huna Beit Yeshua says to Rav, I'm not sure I like your answer. Maybe when did the Torah say that there's a chiddush of Maisi Shemra in a case where it wasn't Shtani Gufa, meaning her body didn't change yet, she didn't become Begeris. And over there we say, even though she went to Nesuin, she still has a din of Skila because that's a Taka chiddush, but that's the extent of the chiddush of Maisi Shemra. Alech Shtani Gufa, where she became a Begeris, Lechaz Shachmana, you can tell me over there, maybe over there the Torah didn't say such a chiddush, meaning he's saying your answer is a Kishmaki answer, but it doesn't necessarily answer the question because the Braisa had said that even when she becomes a Begeris, the Braisa said, she still maintains the din of Skila. Sheila taught that when she comes to Begeris, she no longer gets Skila. You brought a nice Raya that Maisi Shemra is different, it's unique, it's a Chiddush, and therefore maybe that's why Sheila saying Maisi Shemra, the Begeris still gets Skila, but if Sheila said the Begeris does not get Skila, Begeris gets Chenek, it was The Braisa said that that Begeris still gets Skila if that very happened when she was an Arusa, and now she's already a Begeris, she'll still get Skila because she was an Arusa, what happened. So we're saying that's because Maisi Shemra is a Chiddush. But says Rava, Huna Beit Yeshua, it's Rava, not so fast. Maybe only in a case where it wasn't Shani Gufa would we apply the Lumdus that there's a Chiddush here to say the Misa stays the same. But maybe with a Shina Guf that she became a Begeris, maybe there we won't say it. That's a bigger Chiddush than than the proof that Rava brought. So it's interesting. Rava gave a teretz. We're not really refuting the teretz, but Rava gave a teretz, and he brought a teda to the teretz, and we're saying Maisi Shemra is a chiddush, and we brought a teda, and because of the kashya on the teda, seems like we're not satisfied with the teretz. Elam Rav Nachman Yitzchak Ishtani Blei Ishtani Tanoi Taka. This idea that whether the din, the person's situation changes, should change the halacha, whether or not it's skila or chenek, is a machlekes tanoim. Titzanam. We looked at the Mishnah. This is a Mishnah in Huryas Daf Yud. It's a basic, some basic knowledge that we need to know. Pretty basic. A person does a chet. A regular yid in Klai Yisrael, a regular in Klai Yisrael does a chet. The halacha is he brings either a kisva. Okay, so he has married. Either brings a kisva or he brings a seira. Meaning he brings a female. A female goat or a female sheep, that's the halacha of a regular person does a chait. If a nasi does a chait, he brings a male goat, a sire. If a kain gadol does a chait, I think he brings a bull. I think he brings a par or a bull or an ox. Okay, but the point is, it's different carbon based on the status, regular yid, a nasi, or a kain gadol. Now, with that in mind, let's see the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, the Tanam, we look at the Mishnah. If the kain gadol or the nasi, melech, they did the chait while they still were a regular person, and then they were appointed to become the melech or the kain gadol, harein kedyaitis, halacha is they're treated like a hedyet. Why? That veir was done when they're a hedyet, so the carbon they bring is like a hedyet. They're not a hedyet. It's a kain gadol. It's a melech bringing the carbon of a hedyet. So what? That's because that veir was done as a hedyet. That's the chamishita. Clearly, what we want to say is they hold, even though it was a shtani, their status changed, their din doesn't change. And Rav Shimon argues says, im naida, it depends. Im naida lehamach lenis manu chayavim. If the aveir became known to them before their appointment, then the taka chayav to be in the chatas of a regular person. Meaning, not just they did the chait, and they had the haida. Part of being a kavur chatas is, it was haida love that became known to him, that very did. So if the aveir became known to him while he still was a commoner, then yes, he still brings a carbon like a commoner. However, Mishnas Manu, if they only became known to them when they already were appointed as kain gadol / king, whatever the point was, then halacha is p'turim, actually. You don't bring anything. Can't bring a carbon of a of a hedge, because the haidah took place, the knowledge took place when he already was a kohen gadol or a melech. Can't bring a nasi. You can't bring the carpet of a commoner because right now he's a nasi or he's a kohen gadol, and therefore you bring nothing in pata. So Reb Shimon clearly takes into account the shinoi, that ishtani, if the status changes, the halacha does change. So let us say, what the Mara is actually answering is, let us say that the braisa which says Sheila that taught that when she goes from a naira to a begeres, the punishment changes from skila to chenek, he goes like Reb Shimon, and the braisa that says that the punishment stays the same goes like the chachamim. They have a second braisa, goes to the chachamim, who held that just because the status changed, since the avera took place as a regular person, the punishment, the carbon is always going to be the carbon. He's always mechayiv the carbon of a regular person, even though now he has changed his status to a kohen gadol or king. Let us make the machloekes. The two braisas says totally in this machloekes. Gemara says not so fast. Top of Amud Beis. Aimed the Shimon Levi Shimon does afpas idea. When do we say that Reb Shimon? What did we see Reb Shimon? All we saw is that he takes the idea into account. The azabasi idea v'le azabasa chata mishamalei. Meaning you're right. Reb Shimon saying that we take the idea into account. But we also take l'chayra, the chayt into account, meaning maybe take both. So the Gemara says, maybe only you could take a combination into account, but the shinoi alone and status would not be enough, and he brings a proof, the Gemara says. Imkain, lesi karmi kashta. Because if the shinoi alone was all that we take into account, so meaning, let's just dial back to our case. In the case where the girl was mezana, as a nayarim rasa, who was supposed to get skila, but now she's a begeris. So shinoi would change her status from skila to chenek. If you only take into account the shinoi, so now, and therefore you get chenek, so in the corresponding case, by the person that was regular commoner, who then was responded to be the nasi, and he found out the chait, so l'chaira, he should bring the carbon, not the original carbon, bring the carbon of now. Let him bring a sire, a male goat. Let him bring the male goat, like a regular nasi. The fact that he says pturim means we take into account the shinoi, but we also take into account the original. We do both. We don't just flip it. So going back to the case of the Nar Marasa, not necessarily just going to flip it from skila to chenek, maybe be in between. So the fact that by the karma chattis he says peturim means he takes everything to account, not just the shinoi, he takes the original to account as well, and therefore maybe it's not parallel to the braisa that we had earlier from Tani Beishila. Says the Gemara, in Cain, lacy carbon, kiashta, mashuach par, let the kain mashuach, let the kain gadol bring the par, so that's what it is, the par, let the kain gadol bring a par, and let the nasi bring a sar, says the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechon said to the Tana, Tani Tita Meskila. You're right. The answer to your steer in the bright says, because none of these answers are sufficient. We had a problem with Rava's answer. We had a problem with the answer of saying it's Machlekes Tanoim, because the case of Chatas does not parallel the outcome. Rabbi Shimon isn't parallel to Sheila. So rather, the answer is switch in Sheila's Brisa, or the Brisa that was taught in front of Sheila, actually, to be more accurate. Switch into that Brisa that the Lach is Skila Taka. Switch it from Chenek to Skila. Vamai. Ask the Gemara, what's Taka Pshat? Why don't we give her Skila? Namras Amachmana Vabagersi. Why? We're switching it to skila, and we're saying that she still gets skila because that avera took place. Obviously, as namarasa, but the Gemara is bothered that the pasuk describes a nair marasa getting skila. She's no longer a nair marasa. Right now, she is a begeris. So ask the Gemara, v'ha begeris, she's a begeris. L'chara, it takash a switch. Meaning, it's very nice that by switching Sheila's brisa, the brisa of Sheila, that's told for Sheila from skila to from chenek back to skila. The brisa is now aligned, but what's takap shat that skila is the punishment? Shouldn't the punishment be chenek because her status indeed changed? She's a begeris. She's not. Naira Rasa, Amar Bilai, Amar Kra Hanaira, Hanaira Shesakva. The pasuk says Hanaira. We darshan Hanaira Shesakva. As long as she was a Naira B'shas Maisa, that's enough to say that the punishment should be skila and remain skila. Amar Le Rav Chanina Bilai Yachi. One second. So if we're saying that even though she became a begeris, halach is there's still a din of skila for her and achenek because that status. It's the Nairish Ekvar. So maybe the other Dinim of the Parsha as well. What are other Dinim of the Parsha we spoke yesterday? What are, maybe this morning? I forgot already. If it was yesterday this morning, we spoke out, this morning was. We spoke out that there's other Dinim of the Parsha of Namarasa and Maitzi Shemra, that if he's found to be a liar, the husband, he's got to pay 100 Sela, he gets Malkus, right? There's other Dinim there as well. Say those Dinim also apply. We said that once she becomes Begeris, there's no longer the Dinim don't apply. That we said even in the second Raisa, we said those Dinim don't apply. Why not? L'chaira, she was, he lied about her status when she was a Naira. That should be enough. Say the same Drasha. Amalei, very interesting Shakratai, and we have this multiple times in Shas. Amalei, Rachmanel Etzlan, that's the Shabbat, where it comes from. The Torah should save us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save us, Mahai Daita, from such a thought process. Ad Rabba, Rachmanel Etzlan, Mahai Daita, Dach, so Rachmanel Etzlan, you said back to Rabbi Loi, Ad Rabba, we should be saved from your Das. didn't really get much very far in that conversation. The first report out, the idea behind it was that one of them was trying to provoke the other one to come to a svara. He knew obviously he wasn't saying a svara. He was just saying, Rachman, it's not for my daita, meaning there's a clear svara. Come on, think of it. Come on, say Zagda Chalain. It was the original way back in the day of saying, no, say a good svara. Okay. So that's where of a time am I. What's Taka the reason between the chilik of her punishment that stays the same of Skila, because she's the Nairish Ekfar, as opposed to his punishment? You cannot compare. She, her action causes her the punishment. Her physical action of doing znus. Him, when he gets, and that's when she gets gila. When he's a liar and she didn't do anything, he's just a liar. Now, we're not defending what lying is, but him, it's his deeper. Says Mara, v'zeh akimis fasv garmalai. The Mara elaborates. Zumaisa garmala, because she's down in Irizanai. She, it's her maisim, that her actions that caused it. And what was her status b'shas, the action, the maisa? She was an Ira. And therefore, the punishment she gets, even though now that she's now a Begeres, the punishment she gets will still be the punishment of a Naira, because that's when the physical action took place. Whereas him, what's his Avera? His Avera is the Akimas Fasa. His Avera is the opening of his lips. His Akimas Fasa Garmalai. His Avera is the opening of his mouth. Emas Kamachayev, when is he Machayev what he said? Hey Shaita, right now, at this moment, what's her status at this moment? She's a Begaris already. Vaishaita Begaris Avi. At that moment, she's a Begaris, and a Begaris doesn't have these dinim of Maiti Shema, and therefore, there's a fundamental difference between him and her, so the din of Hanaira could work for him, because her Avera took place then, his Avera took place later, and therefore, even though he lied about what potentially took place earlier, but the lie is happening right now, and therefore, you won't get punished. It's interesting. What comes out is, it's not really a chilik between a maisa, a physical act, versus the akimas fasav. It's not a chilik between the act first, like versus a little bit of left mashrat the gemara. The chilik is when the respective averas took place. Her aver, which is an act, took place earlier, and his aver, which is a deeper, which we say elsewhere, makas, other places, it's not an act, it took place later. But it's not so much the act versus the non-act, it's the zman of the aver. Now, quickly, before we go further, just in the next Gemara, just let's go back to Rekiv Eger. I don't want to miss Rekiv Eger. There's a bomb gasha from Rekiv Eger. Rekiv Eger asks, we're saying that she sarcha, in the case, this, the whole thing we've been focused on, if she was taka mazana, then she was mazana when she was an arusa. And we only discovered it now when she's a Begaris. She's ready to Begaris. So Tani Beishila taught that she switches to Chanek. We tweaked it. We said, no, switch it back to Skila. She gets Skila. But let's go on the Gemara's assumption that it gets switched to Chanek. And the whole first half of the Gemara was assuming that she gets switched from Skila to Chanek. Asher Kivegra, Bam Kasha. The Edom came to give her Hasra. The Edom came to warn her and said, you don't get chenek, you don't get any punishment unless the Edom. Meaning, when the husband tainas that she was mazana, and they go and them emes nachrei adav, right? They find out that it was true. How they find out that it's true? They're finding that there's Edom that saw that she was mazana, and therefore she's chayav misa. But when she's chayav misa, must be there was asra. She was warned that if you do this act, you're chayav misa. She did it anyway. So let's think for a second. What asra did they give her? L'chayra b'shashi did avera. She's right now bar skila. They gave her a punishment. They gave her a warning for a punishment of. They gave her a warning for a punishment of skila. We're saying now that because she became a begeres, at least in the Havmi of the Gemara, Tani Beishila, the first version, she now gets converted to chenek. She wasn't warned for chenek. Right? So everyone over here is a little bit wiser because we had a geshmaka chiddush we said before from Tesfis and Makas about Magdimin. Magdimin means you give them a choice punishment, but if you can't give another punishment, but not so pasha, it depends what's considered mochamer. Skila, if skila is mochamer than chenek, which is pasha's over there in the beginning of Arba Mises Bezdin in Sanhedrin, so yeah, Nachami, it works out well. But the point is that without getting into that lumdus that you give warning for skila, but you can't give it to something else, l'chur, the warning itself is flawed. She's not necessarily getting, how can you give a warning for skila? She's not necessarily getting skila, l'chur, she gets chenek. Now it's only an issue, says Rekiv Eger, according to Behuda. Rebbe Tana holds that when you give a warning, you can't just say, if you do this, you chayv misa. Other Tana hold, that's enough. If you tell a person, if you do this, you chayv misa. That's a warning. What type of misa? Skila, shrei, for chenek, that doesn't, you don't have to give a warning for that prat. A warning about a misa in general is sufficient. But Rabbi Yehuda holds that the warning has to include the type of misa. The warning has to include what that misa is. So, in fact, Rekiv Eger, according to Behuda, how on earth are you having Asra over here? So, I'm not sure why you can't say an answer that they give her the warning with all that. It's not so complicated that Zosavisin, if you do this Aveira, you're Chayev Skila, and unless you get caught only after you're Begaris, then you're Chayev Chenek. Maybe they give the word for both. I'm not sure why that was an option, but apparently that wasn't an option. Rekiv Eger answers as follows. He says, we had a Gemara about 10 blot ago, we had a Gemara where the Gemara says, maybe less, where the Gemara says that Musril adav chamer, have a musril adav kal. So really, gets what I was kind of touching on a moment ago. Similar that skila is more chamer than chenek, and since skila is more chamer than chenek, so the asra for skila is asra for chenek. It works for chenek. Shmack is eretz. Based on the Gemara we had just a couple of ago, Asrafa skila is asrafa chenek because skila is more chamer. Skila is more chamer than skila is more chamer than chenek. I freki vegan another kasha. Yes, a bomb kasha. But lechert asrafa safik. At the end of the day, yes, skila is asrafa chenek, and therefore, if he gave a warning for skila, it works for chenek too. So if Shaltmi gets chenek, it's a good asrafa. But the bottom line is, when he gave asrafa, why is it an asrafa safik? He himself doesn't know what punishment she's going to get. It's an ironic thing. If you give someone a warning for the wrong punishment, a mochametika punishment, it works for a mochametika punishment, right? Or I should say the wrong thing. You give someone a punishment for misa, that works as a punishment for malchus. It works for asrafa for malchus. But if you give someone asrafa lechera for skila, but you're not sure if it's going to be skila or chenek, even though asmusu davachamer is considered musu davakal, but still asra suffik. What happened to the issue of asra suffik? You're not sure asra has to be. You do this, the punishment's X. He doesn't know what the punishment is. So why is that asra suffik? Answer is kiva eger, very gishmak. There are behudas l'shitasai. This is, you need to be a shasi to this. And kiva eger says, behudas l'shitasai, Rebuda holds the asra suffik shmei asra. Rebuda holds asra suffik shmei asra, and therefore we're not concerned that's asra suffik. Not knowing what the punishment's going to be is indeed asra suffik, but it's not a problem because asra suffik is shmei hasra, very gishmak rate from Rebbe Kiva Eger. Okay, it's a little further, just a couple minutes. I said it'd be a little short. We'll keep to my word, keep it a little shorter than usual. Tana banim. Namrasa, she's into Namrasa, that was Mazana. Saikunasa, Pesach Besavia, she gets skila, a Pesach Besavia. In the Pesach Besavia, there's no Pesach Besavia, Saikunasa, Pesach Shahir, she gets skila by the Pesach Shahir. We have a Chavim, it's a city where most people are Gayim, Saikunasa, Pesach Bezin, then she gets the skila by Pesach of Bezin. Kate Bidavata, Emer, I have a Chavim, Saikunasa, Sharbas, Ovid, a Sharbas, Al Sharsh, Ovabai, I have a Chavim gets a skila at the place where he did the Avid Zara. We have a Chavim, if it's a place of Rev of Avid Zara, then Saikunasa, a Pesach Bezin, the skila takes place at the entrance to Bezin. Menoni, Mili, when he says, Sharech, the pasuk says, this is talking about one person who's Zara. It says, you should kill him. You should take him to your Sharecha. Zeh Shar Shavabai, Sharecha, Mestamazi means the Shar, where he did that Veira, where he worshipped. That's where you punish him, which is the initial options. Option number one. Atayim Shar Shavabai, Einel Shar Shinidamai. Is it the Shar where he did that Veira that we worshipped? Or maybe it means the Shar where they judged him? That's why we say, let's say the Shar, I guess the Shar Bezdin, where the Shar where they judged him. Nemesh Shrech Lamat, Nemesh Shrech Lamal, it says Sharecha, Legabe, it says it, Legabe, the Gabi, the Pasuk, the Psukim that we just discussed by the person doing Arias, the person doing Erva, and it says Sharecha Lamal. Actually, sorry, it says Sharecha twice by Avodah Zarah, I should say. It says Sharecha twice by Avodah Zarah. Now we're Sharecha Lamat, now Sharecha Lamala. Ma Sharecha Lamala, Sharsha Avabai. The Sharecha Lamala clearly was, if a man or woman amongst you goes to one of the gates and does Avodah Zarah, that's talking about the spot of Avodah Zarah. So the Sharecha Lamala is talking about the spot of Avodah Zarah. Av Sharecha Shama Lamata, Sharsha Avodah. The Sharecha by the punishment later on is also talking about the Shar where he did perform the Avodah Zarah. Sharsha Avodah. Davracher, another source, Sharecha Vashar Vichavim. Sharecha means your gates, but not the gates of the Avodah, of the Avodah Zarah, meaning when you have regular people of the city being Avodah Zarah, then you don't do it by the gates of the city. That's a meat for that. In fact, Mar, you already used it. It's a nice davar acher, nice pshat. It fits with the other din that we said, but you can't. I use the same words for two different sources. In fact, Mar hashrecha hafikte, you already used it in King Lemekar Shar. My shrecha shmam netarit. You learn both dinim. One is that if the city is goyim, you don't do it at the shar of the city, and the other is that the initial place for punishment is at the shar where the Avodah Zarah was performed. So again, option one is Shar where the Avodah Zarah is performed. Option two is, that's not an option, you do it where you do it by the, or city of Rav Avodah Zarah, where you do it? You do it by the Shar of Bezdin. Okay. Eshchan Avodah Zarah, that's all a good source for the dinim of, we carry out the capital punishment for the one of Avodah Zarah. Naram Rasam, and all we know the source for the Naram Rasam, that she gets punished by the, either Pesach Beis Aviyah or by the Pesach of the city, depending on, right, the case. How do you know that? Amar Vo, Nemar Pesach, Gomar Pesach Pesach. We learn out the word Pesach from Pesach, uPesach Meshar, Veshar Mesharecha. So we learn out Gzir Shavas, Pesach from Pesach of Vier, mean by Naira, from the word Pesach by the Pesach HaYamayid. And Pesach HaYamayid, the reason why we have to do that is because we only have by Naira the word Pesach, we don't have the word Shar. By the HaYamayid, we have the word Pesach, and over there you have the word Shar, so we are able to kind of convert the Pesach by Naira to the word Pesach by HaYamayid, which also has the word Shar, and Shar, now you can learn from Sharecha, by the Avodah Zarah, and we could extrapolate it back to the case of Naira. Tanabon. Let's just start the next few words and we'll stop. Tanabon a mitzvah leika man leika v'naisa me'asala. A man who's mitzvah shemra, he gets malchus and he pays 100 sela. Yudaimer lukais leika makom makayim me'asala bal naisen lebal in naisen. Yudai says it depends. Legabi malchus, he gets malchus whether he had beer with her or not. If he was mitzvah shemra, whether he had beer with her or not, he gets the malchus. Then he gets either way. But the me'asala is only if he had beer and then didn't find basulim. That's when he has to pay the me'asala and he lied that he didn't find basulim. Only then he pays me'asala. If he didn't have beer, he just time accused her, if he didn't have bia, then he still gets malchus, but he doesn't have to pay the me'asela if he didn't have bia. The Gemara is going to be the source. There's machlokes. Let's pause over here. We'll pick our mitzvah after Shabbos. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Coming out again on.